8. Biology. Listen to a discussion in a biology class and fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
We all know that dinosaurs once roamed the Earth. Then, just like that, they disappeared. What most people don't know is that a similar mass extinction occurred before the dinosaurs ever existed, wiping out most life on Earth.
Then how come there is so much life on Earth today?
I think I know the answer. Because new life forms emerged when old ones died out. Exactly. And of course, new species, like the ancestors to dinosaurs, evolved from those that survived. The important thing here is that the fossil record shows that a mass extinction occurred about 250 million years ago. In fact, 70% of the species on land and 95% of the species living in the oceans died off rapidly. What could have caused this?
Maybe climate change.
In a way. An important new theory states that around 250 million years ago, a huge meteor hit the Earth. It caused an extreme climate change that would have wiped out most of Earth's species. How do they know it was a meteor? Good question. Recently, researchers found metal particles in Antarctica. They learned that these must have come from outer space. Their composition is identical to other ancient meteorites. These space particles were about 250 million years old. That means they fell to Earth around the same time as the mass extinction. They are likely the remains of a giant meteor that hit Earth.
But does this mean the meteor caused the extinction?
It is not direct evidence. But since the meteor hit at around the same time as the mass extinction, it is likely that the two are related. A similar catastrophic event is probably what killed off the dinosaurs millions of years later.
1. How does the professor present the information? Two. Why does the professor mention the dinosaurs? Three. Why does the professor mention Antarctica?